What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Queer Family Podcast. Love is love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love.
It's really frustrating that this can't be done biologically for everyone and that we don't have better insurance coverage for this process. I wish that was the case, and I think it should be. It makes me mad that my company had to exist, but I really started it because I had so many families like yours who wanted to have kids, and the financial commitment was just a whole nother component that someone who can have a baby naturally doesn't need to think about. And so I was crying with many of my patients as they sold their engagement rings or moved in with their in-laws to try to afford this process.
Welcome, 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 friends, to the Queer Family Podcast, the show all about family, but with gay. I'm Jamie. I'm your host. And this is the show that highlights, celebrates, uplifts, and normalizes LGBTQIA plus families in all of our beautiful identities. And you lucky, lucky folks, you're tuning into the fifth little episode of a mini series I've titled Nicole and Shannon Want a Baby. Or do they? Wherein which we are exploring whether my beautiful assistant Nicole and her wife Shannon actually want to have a child. And if they do, what path to queer parenthood they would use in order to get there. So many. There are so many paths, as we know, especially if you listen to this show. In the past 5 weeks, we have heard Nicole and Shannon's personal story. We have dived into the adoption route and how we can get help with the adoption route. We have dove into a large sperm bank option to get anonymous sperm at California Cryobank. We have dove into the known donor route with Seed Scout, which is a service that matches folks with known donors, which is pretty awesome. And we've learned a lot of great insights along the way, namely that Nicole and Shannon still don't know what they want to do, but that's great because it gives us more and more to talk about and more routes to consider and more ways in which to consider how we can make our dreams of being adults in this world come true, right? Sometimes child-free is the option. But today, y'all, we are diving into the financial aspect of creating a family the queer way. Because as we all know, it's going to take some help for us to make these beautiful little babies that we make, or to bring these little beautiful little babies to our homes. And so we sat down with Angela from an organization called Sunfish. Now, Sunfish was set up by Angela to help folks be able to afford the expensive roads to parenthood through the fertility option. It's a really, really cool resource for anyone out there who doesn't think they can afford to go down this fertility road because it's expensive. Now, we break down a lot of the costs in this episode, and I want you all to know, please don't get overwhelmed by the costs that we break down here. Like, while we were talking to Angela, Nicole and Shannon's faces just were dropping lower and lower and lower as we spoke. But just know there's help out there. Don't get overwhelmed by the expenses. There are ways to make this happen if this is a dream of yours. But it is really, really good to know what all of these things do cost, all of the different options we have to make families. They're going to cost us money for the most part in most instances. So we break down the costs. And what this episode that I love so much about this episode really, really, really highlights for me while I was listening back, it highlighted not only the financial aspect, but also the many, many, many decisions we have to make as queer folks when we embark on this path to parenthood, whatever that parenthood is going to look like for us. The many decisions. So I think this is a really enlightening episode. I think it's a really enlightening conversation. And I love that I get to share this other resource with you at the end of it. So check it out. I'm excited for you to hear it. And I also want to talk a little bit about, so last week we interviewed Danielle from the Seed Scout, which is the agency that matches folks with known donors, which is a really cool resource as well. And as I mentioned in the intro to the episode, and as you probably noticed in the interview, I got a little bit salty with some of the language that Danielle was using regarding the path to using a bigger anonymous sperm bank. And she was throwing around the word ethical in regards to using a known donor as opposed to an anonymous donor at a sperm bank. And I got some feedback from folks after the episode aired saying, you know, thank you for pushing back a bit. And thank you for highlighting the fact that, you know, those of us who have used sperm banks are also trying to be as ethical as possible. And we are all of us doing our best to make sure our children are centered and first and foremost in this conversation and in everything we do for them. And just because we used a sperm bank that might have more donor siblings as a result of it does not mean that we're not choosing an ethical route. And I wanted to say that I want to highlight that, especially for those who are older and the anonymous, like literally anonymous was the only option. I don't want to take away from that experience either. Every single path to parenthood is beautiful. And we work really, really hard to make these children. And what I have learned in my 7 years of doing this show is that we are so intentional when it comes to creating these little humans. And we will go to heaven and earth to make sure that they have the best lives and the most informed lives and the most ethical lives they possibly can. As long as we are being open and honest with our children about where they come from, and we are listening to our children, and we are putting them first, we're doing a good job. And I know from over 200, possibly close to 300 episodes that I've been doing this, most of us are, right? So I am sorry if you got a little salty with that word ethics and how one path might be better than another. No path is better than another. Whatever path you choose is right for you. And I want you to know that. And it all comes down to what you are comfortable with when it comes to your family. And as long as you are having those open and honest conversations with your children, I think your children are going to be okay too. The children are all right. At least we all hope so. Or at least they're not all right because of the gay thing. That's it. I just wanted to say all that before I roll this tape about the financials and all the decisions we have to make. Y'all are doing a good job. Y'all are really, really trying to make this path to parenthood or your parenthood. Y'all are just really trying really hard. That's all I'm trying to say. So you keep doing you, boo. And I think you're beautiful and I think you're awesome. And make those babies, talk to those babies about where they came from and come talk to me about it. That's the whole circle. That's the circle of life with Jamie on the podcast. Anyway, okay, I'm done. All right, we're going to roll this tape. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, I also wanted to say this, we're going to pause the production of the little mini series for a little bit because that's 5 episodes we've done. But I do plan to bring it back in the near future. We're going to change into some more, some other topics in the next couple of episodes. But I also was hoping that I could also interview some folks who've used the Mosey Baby route, who've done that at home insemination and have used as little money as possible. I'd also love to talk to a whole family, a known donor, and the family they donated for, or the person they donated to, the family, you know, the parental unit, as it were. I would love to have a conversation with them, with Nicole and Shannon, to see how that all pans out. I would love to talk to a foster parent with Nicole and Shannon to talk about how that has panned out and how that has fulfilled them or not fulfilled them and all the things that go in between. And lastly, we should definitely do due diligence here and talk to a child-free couple because you don't always have to be a parent, and that's okay too. You can just be the gay auntie to my kids, and I'm okay with that. But we do have to take a little break from this mini-series just because Nicole has a new job and it's keeping her really busy. So I can't make her come in and do these interviews right now. So we're gonna move to some different programming, more regular programming. And I've got some great episodes lined up for you. But this mini-series is coming back. So don't you worry. We're going to keep talking with Nicole and Shannon as long as I can. Okay. All right. We're going to roll the tape. Thank you so much. I've yammered on way too much. Gerson, Helen, Beulah, I love you. I love you all. Please roll that tape.
Queer Family Podcast. Love is love.
Kelly Clarkson here to let y'all know that it's the holidays at Wayfair. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to get your home holiday ready.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Jamie.
And hi, Nicole and Shannon.
Hi, Jamie.
We are back again in this little mini series that I'm titling Nicole and Shannon Want a Baby, or Do They? Where we discuss kind of the ins and outs of queer family building, starting with, do we even want to do it? And then going through all the various paths that we can do it. And then also all of the decisions that we have to make along the way. And Angela is here to help us with a very, very, very important aspect of queer family building. And it has to do with, you know what, money. Because as queer folks, we know that there's gonna, in most cases, not every case, in most cases, there's gonna be some money that has to be shelled out along the way. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Without further ado, Angela, can you give us your 30-second elevator pitch of who you are and why you're here talking to the Queer Fam Squad? On your mark, get set, go.
I'm Angela Rastigar, the co-founder and CEO of Sunfish, and we aim to help make assisted reproductive journeys more affordable. I started Sunfish because I used to be a director at one of the largest surrogacy agencies, and I saw firsthand thousands of people that were really struggling to build their families. So my goal is to help you with all things financial. I love talking about sex and money.
Me too. Actually, I don't love talking about money, but sex is fun to talk about. And as you know, Angela, when it comes to queer family building, there's not much sex involved, unfortunately.
I know.
But also, that's the case when it comes to anyone who needs to use assisted reproductive technology, mm-hmm. right? Which you, I think, know very well.
Yeah, really just talking about how babies are made, I should clarify.
Totally. And Nicole and Shannon, can you do us a favor and just refresh everybody's mind on where you are in your queer baby making journey, or where you are not, or what we're thinking?
What are we thinking? Right now, today, I'm thinking that it would be very hard to bring a child into the life that we have. And then there's days where we both look at each other and I think we say we would love to have a child within the community that we have here. So
yeah, I think that's probably not the answer that you want, Jamie, and it hasn't changed much.
So Angela, as you can see, it's a roller coaster. Some days they're very into it and other days they're not. So Angela, can you just kind of talk about how you could possibly help, let's say, a couple like Nicole and Shannon, who are really trying to figure it out, but either way they do it, whether they use a known donor or an anonymous donor, they have to freeze their eggs. Like, either way they do it, there's gonna be money involved. So can you talk about like how Sunfish could be of service? And then I want to know your backstory too, Angela. I think we should know that.
Let's start us off with talking about all the costs at a very high level that are involved with building a family. So a baby is made of sperm, egg, and then grown in a womb. So those are kind of the three main components that you're going to need. And I will just say it's really frustrating that this can't be done biologically for everyone and that we don't have better insurance coverage for this process. I wish that was the case, and I think it should be. It makes me mad that my company had to exist, but I really started it because I had so many families like yours who wanted to have kids, and the financial commitment was just a whole nother component that someone who can have a baby naturally doesn't need to think about. And so I was crying with many of my patients as they sold their engagement rings or moved in with their in-laws to try to afford this process.
Or like in my case, took out loans against my wife's pension multiple times.
Yeah. Borrowing against your 401k. That's something I saw a lot as well. So we help people plan and navigate for the cost of assisted reproductive journey. And I can kind of break down for you what I would estimate the cost to be for a sperm donor, egg donor, which you probably don't need, but many of our listeners might. And then the IVF treatments themselves to actually make embryos, implant those embryos. And again, you probably won't need this, but many of our listeners might, a gestational surrogate if you don't have a womb in your relationship. So we can break down all of those pieces and how to kind of prepare financially. Should I talk about my background as well?
Tell us how you got into kind of into surrogacy and into your work doing this, because it really is wonderful, especially for the queer community, because we need help. We need help. We don't get covered, you know, in very rare instances.
Well, supporting reproductive rights has actually been a focus of my entire career. I'm actually first generation American. My parents immigrated to the US, and I've always felt really privileged to grow up in a country where we do have more access to reproductive rights than many other parts of the world, although it's definitely not perfect and a lot of work needs to be done here. But just hearing stories from my family about what it was like where they grew up made me really inspired to work on reproductive health. I actually studied biology, was considering going into medicine when I was younger, and realized if I really wanted to help change systems, for me, my calling was to go the business route and to really try to change structural systems of how we access reproductive care. So that has been my focus my whole career. And with fertility specifically, I had more and more friends who were struggling to get pregnant naturally, or queer family friends of mine who were looking into surrogacy and realizing how expensive it was. So about 6 years ago, I started looking into roles within the fertility and surrogacy community, and ended up joining one of the largest surrogacy agencies as a director, which was such an incredible opportunity because I got to help thousands of aspiring parents, intended parents, navigate their journey, you know, our company to support them navigating egg donors and surrogates. And I worked with a lot of the incredible fertility doctors around the country too. And the number one thing I saw as a challenge for people to build their families was financing. Actually, about 71% of people report going into debt when they're trying to build a family through assisted reproduction. Including people on this call. And I feel like my conversation is not going to be helpful for Nicole and Shannon, but I promise we'll give you some hope at the end of this.
No, this is going to be really helpful. We're going to decide exactly what we're going to do and how we're going to do it right here on this call.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, family financial planning, not just for queer families, is a big part of the conversation now, even for hetero families. This is, for many couples, the first big purchase that they're making together before a house or a car even. And so I thought it was really important to offer more education, more resources, and there was no one doing it. Mm-hmm. So my team and I started Sunfish to try to help. We're now 2.5 years old. We've helped hundreds of families around the country afford going through this process. And the best part of my day is getting an ultrasound photo or a baby photo from someone that we've been able to help.
That's awesome. So, okay, so let's break it down. Let's break down these costs, and then let's figure out how Nicole and Shannon can be helped.
Okay, great. So let's go through sperm, egg, and womb. That's kind of how I always think about it. Mm-hmm. So with sperm, you will need to, unless you have a known friend who's donating for free, you would typically go to a sperm bank and purchase mm-hmm. vials of sperm. And usually it's recommended to purchase a few vials just in case. I know you've talked about this on your show. So each of those vials costs between a few hundred dollars to about $1,000. So mm-hmm. let's say we're budgeting around $3,000 for that. An egg donor, is it helpful for me to cover that even though it's not relevant?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Because you never know. You never know.
Yeah. It's true. You never know. It's true.
Even when you have two uteris, you never know.
It's true. It's true. So an egg donor, that's a pretty expensive part of the process. You can do a fresh egg donor, which would be someone who would come and cycle at your clinic. You could meet her in person, or a frozen egg donor from an egg bank for eggs that have already been frozen and you're just buying those eggs kind of ready to go, I guess I would say. The typical cost for a fresh donor, including medical expenses to retrieve eggs, comes to about $55,000. So that really adds up. A big part of that.
55.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that includes the medical costs. The medical costs are a big part of that, of having her come in, cycle, her fees, legal fees. A frozen batch of eggs would be much less than that, but you're having to buy batches of six at a time, so you might need multiple batches of eggs. So let's say going the frozen route would be maybe $10,000 to $20,000 because the medical fees are already included. In both cases, there's a lot of options that you'll have around the type of relationship your future kids would have with a known or anonymous donor. There's donor mm-hmm. registry. So we can save that for a different time. But a lot of time with the fresh donor, although it's more expensive, you're getting more eggs from that batch because she's giving you everything she retrieves. So you might be getting, for that price, let's say 20 eggs instead of just buying batches of six for that smaller amount. So it actually comes out to a similar amount. You're just getting more eggs by paying more upfront for a fresh egg donor. And that can be helpful if maybe you're having two kids. Then there's the embryo creation, which we can talk about in a little more detail. With the fresh egg donor, that's kind of included in the fees that I mentioned. Otherwise, you'd be paying about $20,000 per cycle for a clinic to create embryos and transfer them into a womb. And lastly, then there's the carrier. So if you have your own womb in your relationship, that's really helpful. If you need to hire a gestational surrogate, the medical fees for her, screening, legal insurance would all come to about $150,000.
It's not cheap. It's not cheap. And no matter how we cut it, I just want to state this, like, even if we're not, like, if we're going to use what we got, like we're going to use one of our wombs, right? We're going to use our own eggs. We're going to use IUI, which is the cheaper of the IUI versus the IVF, mm-hmm. right? And we're going to do it at a doctor. Even if we do it that way, it is still like, I don't know, you probably know better than me, Angela, like an estimate for that cost. Like, it's still going to cost some money that we're going to have to figure out how to find.
You're absolutely right. That would be, I mean, hopefully you guys will be in a position where that plan would be your plan A. Mm-hmm. If you're doing IUI, which doesn't include the IVF processes at a medical clinic and purchasing donor sperm, maybe you're looking at $5,000 to $8,000. So a lot less. And that's mm-hmm. the full range. I just wanted to paint that picture.
Yeah.
The highest amount, if you need surrogate IVF egg donor, would be about $200,000 or $220,000. So that's really the range. But yes, for couples with eggs and womb in their relationship, you definitely are on the lower end. I know it's still expensive, but I would say you could expect the total process to start at about $8,000.
Right. And that's if it works on the first try.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And it takes a few tries often, but it will really depend on your unique biology.
I was wondering, Angela, does your company work with egg freezing as well too? Like, do you have the costs on what that would be?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you wanted to store your eggs for the future, just to have that optionality, that is a great idea. An egg freezing journey for someone going to the clinic, retrieving her eggs, doing medication, storing, will come to about $12,000 to $15,000. And if you know, I know, please don't start crying yet. I wish our listeners could see your faces, because this is, it's a tough conversation to have, I know.
No, I think egg freezing is like our main goal for the next year because we feel undecided, but we're also getting up there. We're getting old. So, you know, if we are undecided, I think egg freezing is our focus for the next 12 months. So I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
And when it comes to the egg freezing as well, you could also choose to create embryos while you're at it so that they're just ready to go. So that's ready also another. Yeah. So they're ready to go when you're ready to go.
You're moving us along.
So that I can be the gay auntie that I'm supposed to be. That is a possibility as well, but that requires figuring out the donor and all the stuff, right? So many decisions to make. And then Angela comes in because then we're talking money. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, unless you're going to do some, I don't even want to say it. I was going to say something so gross and I can't even say it. Like, unless you're going to go to a bar and pick someone up and like, see, you know what I mean? Like, what am I even talking about? Like, we're not doing that, right? It's complicated. So Angela, what would you advise? Like how do folks get in touch with you and like, how do you help? Yeah.
We've built out an educational and resource platform for people going through assisted reproduction. And there's three main things that I wanted to talk about. The first is just educating yourselves. So we have a cost calculator where you can actually go in for free and go through all these different scenarios. Do I want to freeze my eggs? Do I want to freeze embryos? How much would IVF cost? And build that out for yourself. They're based on national averages and costs will definitely vary depending on where you live and the clinics you're working with, but that can certainly help. The second is we actually have a searchable grant and discount database. There are actually a lot of unique grants out there. A lot of people who've gone through IVF or special grants for ex-military frontline workers, et cetera. So you can go through and search and filter by whether or not you identify as queer or certain religions or certain medical conditions. So I would check that out. And just if you're planning ahead, that's great because a lot of these grants are only given out at certain times during the year. So that's certainly something you can consider. So that's kind of resources, education. We do offer a loan marketplace. So we have a network of 13 different lenders that we work with. When you come to our site, you can put in your information. It just takes 2 minutes and you'll be automatically presented with any financing information if you do need to borrow for this journey. But we really like to go through an educational process to help you plan and try to take out the smallest loan possible if you need financing. That should be the last step because the smaller the loan, the more likely you are to get approved at a better rate. So there's a lot of educational content on our site around financial planning, how to put your best foot forward for a loan, for example, should you add a co-signer? And then lastly, we do have financial advocates who are humans that can actually get on the call, like what we're doing today, and kind of talk you through your options. So we have educational resources, the grant and discount database, and the loan marketplace that can really help you pull together all the resources that you'll need. And lastly, I would say you can always break this journey into phases. So the numbers we talked about are a lot, but they're not all due on day one. So your idea of starting with egg freezing or maybe embryo freezing and then waiting on IVF, that can actually help really smooth out the costs. But yeah, everything's for free at joinsunfish.com. We're a mission-driven organization and we don't charge for any of those services. Loans, obviously, you'll have to pay if you take that out, but the other services we mentioned are for free.
Wonderful.
Do you work with insurances? Do you talk with insurances? Or like, are you involved with insurance in any way and us moving forward with insurance?
Sunfish is primarily focused on people who don't have coverage. So we don't accept insurance and it's very state specific and honestly clinic specific to figure out what your insurance benefits might be. So that's a really good conversation to have with your clinic, your doctor's team to see if you have any coverage. On a personal level, I very much advocate for more coverage for people. And Sunfish itself is doing a lot to collect more data and analytics to help with insurers or employers who may in the future want to offer more benefits. We're really a technology and analytics company. But currently, no, we do not focus on the insurance piece. This is for the piece that you're paying out of pocket yourselves.
And, you know, if you're going to freeze your eggs first, then we're talking IVF, which is more expensive than IUI if you had fresh sperm or even frozen sperm, because you're working with a frozen embryo. So they're going to have to do it outside of your womb and then put it in.
Maybe it's not egg freezing.
But maybe it is. And that, and then you go, you go to Sunfish and you check out all their resources and maybe you find help.
Do you mind me asking, do you have a vision for your goals in terms of how many kids you want total? I know you're still just kind of at the early stage, but that can also impact the financial planning too.
Zero or two. And I am
one.
No, zero or two.
So we're really on the same page here.
Yeah, I'm an only child through and through. I would be happy with one. I don't think that we need to have two children, but it's zero or two.
I think I just realized that having a discussion about the money is really a way to deter you from having these children.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we are, I don't know, maybe it's like within like our generation, because our friends talk about this a lot too, is like cost comes into play so much. Like even like we both would like to have kids, but the financial piece of it just doesn't feel feasible.
That is a comment I unfortunately hear way too much in my line of work. I know it's expensive. And on top of that, this is just the portion of the journey to get to a baby. It's not cheap to have a baby either. So that's a whole nother conversation. But I unfortunately hear that way too much. It's really a big investment and a big purchase. If you are thinking about two kids, though, outside of the financial piece, the first step that's often recommended is to kind of get a baseline of your own fertility and where things stand. Because a lot of the costs we're talking about are assuming that you do need the full medical treatment. As Jamie mentioned, the cheapest starting point for a couple that has eggs and a womb in their relationship would be donated sperm, fresh or frozen, and IUI, which is commonly referred to as a turkey baster method that's done by a doctor.
Yes. Yes.
It's not expensive. So that baseline fertility assessment is something that's recommended to everyone, where you would go into a doctor. It usually costs about $300. They would tell you how many eggs, like your ovarian reserve, how many eggs you both have, and kind of give you a sense of, you know, a very rough estimation of what that might look like in the coming years. And that can inform if you then need to take action today to freeze your eggs, if IVF is going to be the plan for you, perhaps moving forward, or if you have a little more time to wait and see and decide, or and perhaps try IUI as the starting point. So we're talking in general terms here, but really tactically, that can be a great first step and not a big investment just to assess your current situation.
How do you feel about that?
Feel great about that.
And, you know, that might be completely covered by insurance. You don't know.
Yeah.
Right? Until you ask. As happens with queer folks a lot, like you go to your gyno and you say, I need a fertility mock-up. And they say, well, have you been trying? Yeah, we have, but nothing's coming of it. But that doesn't matter. So they give you a little bit of grief over that if you're a queer person for some unknown reason that drives me freaking insane. But I think this is where being your own advocate really, really comes in and pushing and pushing for it. And that's for everyone out there who happens to be queer and wanting to get their dusty eggs checked.
Hopefully not dusty. But yes, you can ask your doctor, your OBGYN, and they should refer you to a fertility specialist. These assessments really need to be done by a fertility specialist who would look at your ovarian reserve and your blood hormone levels and give you a very accurate picture into what your fertility is today.
I feel like that would be the step that we should take before we even talk about egg freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yes. Definitely.
Yeah. So Jamie, that'll be the next step for us.
Okay. We're going to get your eggs checked, and then that will inform us if we're going, you know, known donor, frozen donor. We have some
options.
We have some decisions to be made still. We still have a lot of decisions to make. But knowing that Sunfish is out there and Angela is out there to as a resource to help you if you need to find extra money. Because when my wife and I were going through this, we knew nothing, because there's nothing out there, especially 12 years ago. There was nothing out there for us to know. So we started the path. We were doing IUI. And then at our fifth try, the doctor mid-cycle was like, you know what? Let's switch it up. Let's switch to IVF. IUI had been covered on our insurance up to this point. So we were like, yeah, okay, sure. Why not? Let's switch it up. You're the doctor. Then we get there for the retrieval to take out Anne's eggs. And first, they took us into an office and slid a bill across the desk to us that was a $15,000 bill that we were not expecting. And then we had to figure it out. Like that day, we put it on a credit card because we were there. Her ovaries were swollen. We had to get those eggs out.
Oh my gosh.
And then we're on the street afterwards, like, oh my God. Oh my God, what are we going to do? How are we going to pay for this? Oh my God, oh my God. And the only thing we could think of, because there was nothing out there, the only thing we could think of was you have the pension. We have to take against this pension. Then we had to do it again. And then we had to do it again. So it's like things like Sunfish are actually really, really important. And I know it seems like, you know, it's a resource and you still have to do all this work, but it's so much better than when what we had 12 years ago, even. It's something to help.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I unfortunately really do hear a lot of stories like that. And I think one thing that frustrates me so much is it's very hard to get a complete picture of the total cost, like what you just had us talk through today. A lot of times you'll Google, what's the cost of IVF? And you just see the cost of that first step of the egg retrieval without medication, without transferring all the other pieces. So it makes it really hard for people to financially plan. Just like if you're going to buy a house, you'd want to know what the total cost to close on that house is so you can plan. So I love that you're having this conversation so people can really think through strategically, how many kids do we want? What's our fertility level today? If, you know, if you have eggs in your relationship or otherwise, what are all the components of donor journeys that are going to add up to the total cost to build our family? And then proactively plan for that. You can, maybe you need financing, but if you're more proactive, maybe you can add a cosigner, like, you know, future grandma or grandpa or something like that, that can really help you navigate this journey. So you're not just being surprised or delayed along the way. And that's really the mission of what we tried to solve with Sunfish, to educate people and get you the resources so that you have a holistic plan for building your family.
I love it. And also, you know, a lot of times because of the money involved with building our families, then a lot of folks go take you know, DIY approaches and they find a friend and they do it their own way and they do it at home. And many times it turns out great. And also many times it does not. So knowing what you really, really ultimately want for your family to look like, and then figuring it out, if that's going to take money, then like Angela said, like planning ahead, which I didn't do. And I'll tell you one more thing. Once the babies are here, or baby, or 10 of them, you know, however many we decide to have together, you and I, Nicole, Shannon, and me, you forget all about that money. You forget all about it. It doesn't matter. We spent easily over $100,000 between the two kids and all the infertility I went through. And I don't think about it until just now. And then I think, holy shit, as soon as I said that number. But you don't think about that because you have, like, there's, it's priceless what you get from it. So that's just for everybody listening too, who's overwhelmed by this.
I do want to share one really exciting thing that we're working on, to your point. So it's true that it doesn't always work the first time. And our big vision, one of the things we're working on at our company that I'm so excited about, is we're trying to make a program where you only have to pay if you have a baby, basically. So we have launched a pilot with a few locations where we offer a membership called the IVF Success Program. You buy into that membership, and if you are not successful, we offer you a money back guarantee. It's a partial money back guarantee through Sunfish. So this is a new program. There's really nothing else like it that I've seen. It's not national yet. We're in 12 different locations offering this, but you as a couple would come through, enroll in our program through the clinic. We handle the full cost of your cycle, and you get a partial refund if you're not successful. So this to me is the future of how fertility care should be done. It's been a huge lift. We have a lot of incredible data scientists working on building this out, figuring out how to model this and how to price it. But I'm really excited, and I can share with you the list of places where it's available if you want to check it out if you do move forward. But it's, I think, the future of how this type of care should be provided to patients.
At least until insurance steps up and just covers this ish shit. Sorry, I just tried not to say the bad word, and I did. I tried to do the ish thing. Anyway, yeah, share with us where it's available.
I will. And even in cases where there's insurance, oftentimes insurance might cover one cycle or even two, but we'll still see people coming to us for this program because unfortunately the reality is it's expensive and there's very few cases where insurance would cover the full amount. So we can help in a lot of ways. But yes, I hope that you leave this conversation with hope and a clear plan with a lot of resources to help you, Nicole and Shannon.
Thank you so much.
I have one more question for you. If it turns out that there's a couple that only needs like help with fertility drugs, like everything else, they've got it, but they can't afford the fertility drugs. Is that something Sunfish can help with as well?
Yeah, we do. We can offer financing for the medication, which is a big piece. So that was included in all the costs I shared, but that's a big portion of the costs. For our IVF Success program, our membership that gives you a refund if you're not successful, a partial refund. We also have a lowest price guarantee on medications. So anyone who enrolls in that gets the lowest price guarantee on medications too.
Wonderful.
Check it out.
It's a resource. It's an option. Okay, Angela, tell everybody, tell Nicole and Shannon, and then everybody at home where they can find you, all the places, all the things, and how they can reach out, to who they should reach out to if they have like particular questions.
Our team at Sunfish would be so honored to help people with their family building journey. Many of us on the team have personally been in your shoes. I've actually gone through 4 egg retrievals myself. So I know how difficult this process is. And we have a lot of folks on our team who've gone through surrogacy or queer family building journeys, IVF. So we're really in it with you. You can find us at joinsunfish.com. That's our website, on all social media at joinsunfish. And you can also find our phone number and contact email on our website where you can email or text or call to get support.
Okay. All right. And do the two of you have any questions, any particular questions for Angela?
I don't think any particular questions, but just that, you know, I'm so happy that your company offers such a plethora of resources, even the grants and everything. I wasn't aware that those existed, right? So I'm happy that your company exists for people. So yeah, I appreciate you speaking to us today.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you guys. Well, I really wish you all the luck in the world and I'm excited to see what you end up deciding.
Yeah, me too.
Us too.
I can't wait. Bated breath over here. Thank you. Thank you so much, Angela. This has been really, really great.
Oh, I was just wondering, do you have any clinics in like the Albany area?
We actually do. We work with an incredible clinic in Albany, New York. That is so funny.
Uh-oh.
So
is that clinic a part of the program that you mentioned a
little
bit earlier?
Yes, that is one of our partners in the IVF Success program. So if you want to get started with your fertility baseline, I'm happy to facilitate an intro and we'll make sure they take good care of you. But we work with an incredible clinic in Albany, New York. That is so funny. We're not in every location, so that's really funny that you're looking at a journey, right, where we have a great partner.
I would say that's pretty meant to be.
Uh-oh. Meant to be. We're making a baby. We're
Does making this mean so- you're going forward?
I feel like we might need to.
Uh-oh. Okay, we're going to go get our eggs checked with the help of Sunfish at a Sunfish helping... Yes.
In Albany. Yeah.
In Albany, in a fertility clinic that works with Sunfish and the IVF.
The IVF Success Program. Yeah. Our partner is Austin IVF Albany.
That's a perfect plan for me.
I know. And you know, it's wonderful because Albany is only like 20 minutes from us. So it would not be a hard commute.
Oh my God. Meant to be. Meant to be. We're making a baby.
This is meant to be. I will connect you to our partner clinic and they offer this new IVF Success Program. So you can get the whole package, discounts, and a partial money back guarantee too.
Oh my God.
That's pretty cool. I know.
I'm a little nervous.
Amazing. This was definitely meant to be. I'm so glad we met.
Meant to be. Here we go. We're going to check our eggs. I'll meet you there. No, just kidding.
You could, actually. Come hold our hands.
Oh, my God.
Queer Family Podcast.
Whew. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, feel free to listen to another or watch another. I have so many episodes for your listening or viewing pleasure. Just go pick one and enjoy. There's a lot. There really is. And also, if you really do like this show, please, I know I say it all the time, but please do consider supporting the show on Patreon. You're just going to go to patreon.com/thequeerfamilypodcast. You're going to pick a tier. You're going to join and you're going to get that bonus content. And you're also going to get my love and adoration for the rest of my life. I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Keep on tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Mwah.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.